morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. Am I on here? You guys hear me? All right. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
All right. We're here together to celebrate Easter Sunday together. And so we've just wished each other a good morning. Can we just turn to the left and right of us and say, Jesus is risen. Say, Jesus is risen.
Jesus is risen.
What a joyful day that we can come and worship our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Indeed, He is risen. Indeed, He is alive, reigning right now as the King of the world, sitting at the right hand of God the Father. Now, many of us here have heard the gospel message of Jesus Christ, that God made the world, He made us, and said it was good. But we also know that something happened in Genesis chapter 3, that human beings, we rebelled against God, we disobeyed Him, and so sin came into the world. But the message of the gospel reminds us that Jesus, God Himself, came into the world, the Word became flesh, and He dwelt amongst His own creation. He lived a perfect life, obeying God to the fullest, never giving in to sin, and then He gave His life as a sacrifice upon the cross. That was and is the message of Good Friday. We remember the work that Jesus did on the cross as He gave His life for us, that whoever would believe in Him would not perish. Whoever would believe in Him would have eternal life. And so we know that the story does not end with Jesus dying on the cross. The full message of the gospel is that, yes, He died on the cross for us, but there is power and there is victory for those who believe in Jesus because He rose again. And that's what we just said together. Jesus is risen. He's alive. And it's in His resurrection, that we find security. It's in His resurrection that we find the hope, the power, the victory over sin and death. And let me tell you right now, for those of us who are believers of Jesus Christ, I know it's good to think on Jesus dying on the cross for us, for our sins, but never forget that without the resurrection, Jesus is just dying for a cause. But with the resurrection, we see the power of God. We know without a doubt that Jesus indeed was and is who He said He was. He is God who came into the world, died on the cross for our sins, and rose again. We're going to look today at a passage in 1 Peter. 1 Peter. And we're going to look at chapter 1, verses 3 through 5 together. And I hope that you'll be encouraged this morning as we talk about what it means to have security in Christ. This is the Word of God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Let me pray for us one more time. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You that we can gather here to worship You. May it not be my words, but Your word. You know each person here in this sanctuary. You know everything that they are going through. You know their doubts. You know their worries. You know their struggles. You know their hardships. You know their hopes and dreams that they have for their lives. But You want to speak to each person in a real way, in a deep way, so that we would leave this worship service knowing who you are. God, if there are any who do not know you as Lord and Savior, work through your word and the Holy Spirit that they would turn to you in faith. And for those of us who do know you, the wonderful salvation that you give to us, may we be strengthened with hope as we think and reflect and just enjoy the security in Christ that we have through the resurrection. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The definition of secure in the dictionary is to be fixed or fastened so as not to give way, become loose, or be lost. The word security is defined as the state of being free from danger or threat. So when you're secure in something, you are safe, you are protected, you are free from danger or worry or anxiety. And so to be secure in Christ means we need to know and trust who Jesus is so that we can understand what it means to be fully secure in Him. And for those who do know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, this is the truth of what we have. He has given us security through the resurrection, what He did upon the cross, and then being raised to life again. This is the security that we have in Christ because of who He is. And so there's three things that I'm going to talk about today. First is a secure hope that Jesus Christ has given us through the resurrection. A secure inheritance that He has given to those who believe. And then a secure salvation for those who repent and believe in Him. So we're going to start with that first point, to have a secure hope because we have security in Christ. Verse 3 says this, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." In 1 Peter, this is the book that we're looking at in the Bible, Peter is addressing the persecuted believers and followers of Jesus Christ. The believers who have been scattered simply for following Jesus, their lives have been upended. Women, men, their families are being persecuted and put into harm's way, into danger. Now, those of us with families know that if there's something that's going to test our faith or conviction, it's when something puts our family in danger. Those are the people that we try to secure, keep safe from harm and danger. And yet, following Jesus has caused these families to be dispersed, scattered. And perhaps many were worried. Maybe even some doubting the love of God. Maybe some questioning how they could be going through these difficult circumstances as followers of Jesus. Is this how it's supposed to be? And so many followers of Jesus, they needed a reminder, just like we do every Sunday, just like we do whenever we open up our Bibles and sing songs of praise. We need a reminder, and perhaps as Peter is writing to those people, the believers who have been scattered around the world, they needed to hear again a reminder of who Jesus is, the Jesus that they believe in, the Jesus that they follow, the Jesus that is risen. They needed to hear that no matter what they face in life, no matter what hardships or difficulty they might go through, it is worth it to follow Jesus because there is a security that Jesus gives that the world cannot give, that the strongest man or woman could not give to you, that the best of circumstances could not give to you. It is Jesus Christ alone who can give you the security in Him. And this is the secure hope that we have in Jesus Christ. So Peter begins, he blesses the name of God, he praises God, says, "Blessed be His name." And then he continues to talk about the true hope that we have in Jesus. He reminds us that as believers of Jesus Christ, by God's grace and mercy, we have been born again into a living hope. That means when you become a believer of Jesus Christ, You are no longer who you used to be. You're born again into a new life, and we know that it is eternal life. This is a living hope that we are born into. Now, that word living hope is very important because it's something that's eternal. It's not a hope that comes and goes. Well, oh, this hope lasted for this amount of time, and then, well, I'll hope in this now, and then I'll hope in that, and then I'll hope in this, and it might let me down, and this and this. Jesus Christ is a hope. He is a secure hope that will never die, that will never fade away. He is the living hope. That means right now, for those of us who are believers of Jesus Christ, this hope is living in us. We are living with an eternal hope that is secured through Christ Jesus. And how? It was through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The secure hope that we have is through his resurrection. And again, this is so important. We know all that Jesus Christ endured upon the cross. He took the punishment from God, the wrath of God that we deserved. He bore our sin. He suffered the wrath of God so that whoever believes in him would not perish but have eternal life, eternal hope, a living hope that only he could give to us. And so again, I just have to say this. It's so important that it is in the resurrection that we find security in Christ. You cannot have the death of Jesus without the resurrection of Jesus. Those two things together, that's where we place our hope, the gospel in its fullness. Imagine that Jesus Christ said he was going to die for our sins, but then he never rose again. Imagine that they went to the tomb to check on his body, and it wasn't that it wasn't there. Well, there he was. Jesus was still dead. What kind of story would that be? What kind of power would there be? But no, he wasn't in the tomb. He was risen. And Jesus, who is alive, he is the one who gives to us this living hope. He's alive right now. He's with you and me. He's with those who are his people, the believers of Jesus Christ. He has given us secure hope through victory over death, victory over sin. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 21, this is what it says, "For by a man came death, but by a man has also come the resurrection of the dead." You see, people in life, there's one thing that people say is the equalizer, is death. That everyone dies at some point in life. But we see that even death cannot hold us down who are believers of Jesus, because it could not hold Jesus, the one that we believe in, the one that we place our hope and our trust in through Adam and the sin that came in Genesis 3. It gave all of us an issue, a problem in our hearts. Sin came into the world. And so through that man came sin, but then through Christ Jesus, there came the resurrection, and that is a hope that we can be secure in. Second thing is this, a secure inheritance. Secure inheritance. And this is what it says in verse 4. "To an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you." When we hear the word inheritance, we probably think of a rich family that has a lot of money and wealth saved up, that passes that money and a house and maybe some property down to the next generation, to their kids. Well, inheritance is a word for the Jewish people or the Israelites that when they heard this word inheritance, they would automatically think and remember about what Canaan was, a land flowing with milk and honey. Remember, God promised Abram way back that that's the land that he would give to them. And so there's this idea of this promised land, the land of Canaan, that God promised Abraham. Well, this inheritance for the people of Israel, that's what comes to mind. But, you know, if an inheritance is only in this world or in our lifetime, surely it will fade away. Maybe for us too, a question that I want to ask you is, what is the inheritance that you are living for? Let's say you gain an inheritance of great riches and wealth and money. You can spend that money. You can lose that money. It could be gone in a heartbeat. Or you can gain a great inheritance of wealth and money and then die the next day. And then what can you do with it? You can't use it. Even land and property can be lost and destroyed. It can be taken over, stolen by others. The things of this earth fade away. There is only temporary security in the things of this world, in the inheritance that the world offers to you. But the inheritance in Christ Jesus is far greater. For us as believers of Jesus Christ, this inheritance is one better than a land flowing with milk and honey. It's better than your bank account with a bunch of zeros before the decimal point. It's greater than the riches of this world, all the money combined. It's an eternal hope, yes, and an eternal inheritance that He promises to us. It's imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for you. Now, I'm going to talk with you and be real here for a moment. As you are here in this place, I want to ask you this question again. What is the inheritance that you are living for? Because guess what? There are people who come to church every Sunday, even read their Bibles every day, even pray every day, but the inheritance that they are hoping for is in this world. God, help me to prosper in this world. God, give me my inheritance in this world. I want to be rich. I want to be successful. I want to have the perfect family. I don't want to face trouble. I don't want to face suffering. I just want everything to be easy, comfortable. That's the inheritance I want. And so they go to God. We go to God and we say, God, give me my inheritance in this world. And Jesus says, you know what? I got something better. I have something that no one can take away from you. I have something that I'm preparing in heaven for you. An inheritance that is forever, undefiled, won't fade away. And that's to be in His very presence. And this inheritance has been secured through Jesus Christ, His death and His resurrection. Amen? Revelation 21 verse 4 says this, He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. Now this is the inheritance that God gives to us through Christ Jesus. The secure hope, the secure inheritance that is undefiled, imperishable, unfading, and God keeps it. His resurrection shows the power over sin and death that only He has. It is our place in heaven that He secures, in the very presence of God, where there is no more pain, there is no more disease, there is no more heartache, there is no more trouble, for those things have passed away. That's our inheritance. Eternal life with God forever and ever and ever. So I want to share this with you because no matter what you may be going through in life, maybe you're sitting here right now and there's something devastating going on in your life, something so difficult, and you are going through suffering. God doesn't say, why are you suffering? Don't you know what I did for you? He looks at you and says, I love you. Do you know what I've done for you? I've secured an inheritance for you. All you need to do is believe. All you need to do is remember and trust in me. No matter what you may go through in life, through your toughest times, when there is pain, there is suffering, remember this eternal inheritance in Christ Jesus. You know, it's a wonderful, wonderful, and hopeful reminder. And this is, you know, something I feel like has come up more so recently. But for those of us who have lost loved ones, a friend, a mother, a father, a son or daughter. They may have passed away, but if they believed in Jesus, their inheritance is secure. And they are with God now. I think of my father, who was 48 when he passed away. And though his body failed him because of cancer, I know that he's living in the secure inheritance that comes through Christ Jesus, where there is no pain anymore, just joy in the presence of God. This is a secure inheritance, something that Christ has done by his works. This is the inheritance that we should be hopeful for. This is the inheritance that we ought to be living for. Remember that this is the reality that we're living in. Amen? Be encouraged. Pray for those who are going through hardship. Pray in your own life when you're going through things. Remember the inheritance that God has set before us for those who believe. And it may not come now. It may not be in this lifetime. But whatever you face, we can look forward to the inheritance that God has given and promised to us through his Son, Jesus Christ. Last thing is this, and perhaps one of the most important things, but it's all tied together. The secure salvation that God gives to us, the security in Christ. Verse 5 says this, who by God's power, are being guarded through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. So security in Christ is also that secure salvation that only God can give to us. Now, the world wants to try to give us a whole lot of things that we could place our security in. In fact, much of what is sold to us or advertised to us, there's actually some fear that they want to instill so that, well, I need to feel some more secure about this or that. And so if you look at different advertisements and things, that's what they do. They say, we need to figure out how to convince people that they need to find security in what we're offering. And it's the world. They want to give you things in the world and say, look, if you just have what I'm giving to you, you're going to be secure. If you have what I'm giving to you, if you buy enough of what I'm giving to you, then you're going to be secure. And Jesus says there is no security in this world. There is nothing that can secure your salvation but Christ alone. There's not many ways to God. It's not just about being spiritual in life and acknowledging that there's a God. No, it is through Christ Jesus alone that there is security of salvation. And it's by his grace. Look, it's by his power. And how did his power show? We've talked about it. I'm going to say it again. It was the work of Jesus Christ upon the cross in his death and in his resurrection. He did all of the work. Did you hear that? He did all of the work to secure your salvation. He lived the perfect life that we could not live. And then he died on the cross for us. Only he has the power to forgive. Only his blood has the power to cleanse and to wash away our sins. Remember again, Jesus did all of the work. All we have to do is respond in faith and believe, and then this salvation is secure. We have not secured it. Jesus Christ has secured it and give it to us as a gift by his grace. Remember, what Jesus said as he breathed his last, he says, it is finished. So we talked about that on Good Friday. What is it that was finished? Your sin. All of it, past, present, and future. All of it was atoned for, forgiven once and for all. For those who believe, you are a new life in Jesus Christ through his death and resurrection. You don't owe the payment for your sins. You don't look at the cross and say, God, I'm so sorry that that had to happen to you. Oh, I feel guilty now. I got to do something good. No, we look upon the cross at the work that Jesus Christ did to secure our salvation, and then we respond and say, God, thank you for who you are. Thank you that despite my inadequacies, despite my iniquities, despite my sin, you died on the cross for me when I did not deserve it. God, I want to live with that kind of love. I want to live with that kind of security. Imagine thinking, just think about that. If you really believed each day you woke up, I'm secure in my salvation, how free you'd be. The worries of this world that just, they burden us so much. The things that we want in this world that we can't have or that we can't have enough of. It just fills our hearts and our minds so much. But Jesus, He alone can save. He alone is the one worthy of our lives. And so when you become a believer of Jesus Christ, once and for all, your salvation is secure. Now, there are some pastors that might teach or preach differently. They might say, well, you can believe in Jesus and be saved, but if you do too many bad things, you might just lose your salvation. And that is not the Bible. What God has secured, we can't undo. What the blood of Christ has washed away, we can't dirty up again. We don't have the power to do that. This is God's power. By His power, we're being guarded through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. What He has given to us, nobody in the world, nothing in the universe can take away. He will sustain us by His power and grace. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it's a very familiar verse to many of us. It says, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. He is the founder of our faith. By His grace, we can just believe and be saved. And so we live our lives out, not just saying, well, I'm saved, now I'm not going to do anything. But because we are saved by His grace, now we live obedient to Him, following Him for His purposes. But He is the founder of our faith, and He is the perfecter of our faith. That means that He's working in us constantly. Even when you feel like you're far away from God, He is never apart from you for those who believe in Jesus. Amen? Wherever you are right now, in your walk of faith, maybe you gave your life to Jesus a long time ago, but you've been straying. You haven't been reading the Bible. You haven't been to church. Whatever it might be, God does not look at you and say, what's wrong with you? He says, look at me. I will receive you right now. All you need to do is turn to me. The salvation that I secured for you, it's still with you, but I want you to live for me. Stop living for the things of this world. Stop living for yourself. Stop living for all these other things that can't give you the security that I have already secured for you in your salvation. Jesus is with you. He has secured this salvation. Romans chapter 8, verse 35 and verses 38 to 39. This is the word of God. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? Verse 38, for I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen? Amen? He has secured it. We receive it. Have you received this salvation through Christ Jesus? Are you living with a secure hope? Are you living with a secure inheritance, or are you still looking to secure an inheritance for yourself here in this world with however many years that He gives to us? Can you imagine Can you just imagine that, living your whole life? Maybe you live for 70, 80, 90 years and you've accumulated all this earthly, worldly security. And then when you pass, what is there for you apart from Christ? There is no security. This is the love of God. So turn to Him. Believe on Him. It doesn't mean that things will be easy. It doesn't mean that everything will always go the way that you had pictured. Stop trying to use God to secure for yourself something in this world. See the heavenly, eternal, the greater things that He has promised to you and to those who believe. There's a story about a monastery in Portugal. It's located, it says, high on a 3,000-foot cliff. And the only way to get all the way up to that monastery is to take what is kind of like a makeshift elevator, but it's not mechanical, it's not held by heavy steel ropes. It's an elevator, it's just literally a long twined rope with a bucket at the end of it. And this bucket is basically the elevator, and you got to sit in it, and there's people who will be at the top who pull you up. 3,000 feet, can you imagine? And so one nervous American tourist visited that site and wanted to go up to see this monastery. And so he got into that bucket. He was so excited. But as he was on his way up, as that bucket swung back and forth, he was like, oh man, I don't know if I'm going to make it. He looked down how far away from the ground he was. He looked up how far away from the top he was. And he started getting nervous. And so he asked one of the monks, you know, how often do you change this rope? And the monk replied, whenever it breaks. And so the man looked back down with uncertainty, thinking about the possibility that he could have just very well lost his life on the way up to seeing this monastery. Well, whenever it breaks. And I know it's not a perfect analogy, but it got me thinking about the secure salvation, hope, inheritance that we have in Jesus Christ. He provides us the rope through Christ and the bucket to sit, and all we need to do is sit. Go and sit there. We receive it, we believe, and we trust. It's all provided by God through Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. All we need to do is respond in faith and hop into that bucket. But on the way up, that's life. And as much as that bucket might sway back and forth, and it might feel like things are out of control, and you might be wondering, why is life like this? Why is it so hard right now? Why am I going through so much pain? Why am I going through so much difficulty? And as that bucket sways back and forth, you might forget that it's God who has supplied the rope. It is God through Christ who has given you that bucket to sit in faith, and He pulls you up. And God will never fail you. The rope that He has provided through Christ Jesus will never break, because it is the strength and power of God, and we've seen that through His death and resurrection from the cross. Amen. This is the life that we live. We don't have to fear. We don't have to worry. Even when things get so difficult and hard in life, if we truly have the security of salvation that God has given to us, the eternal promise, the inheritance that doesn't fade away, that's what is given to us. Then no matter what happens, no matter how hard that bucket swings back and forth, as we're sitting in it in faith, we say, Lord, I know that it is You who holds this rope together. It's been washed in the blood of Christ. God, I know that it's You pulling me up, and so I'm going to get there. And maybe some of us, we try to hop out of that bucket. I don't know if I want to keep following this guy. I have my doubts. Things aren't going so well. But He's going to keep you in there. He's going to make sure that you don't get out, because He knows what's best for you, and He has secured it through the blood of Jesus Christ and through His resurrection. The resurrection gives us all real hope, an eternal promise, an inheritance that doesn't fade away. And as we look upon Jesus Christ in his death and resurrection, all we have to do is believe. And then by grace through faith, we will be saved. We will have salvation that nothing in this world can take away from us. That is the hope of Easter. That is the joy that we celebrate right now, no matter what you have going on in your life. If you are a believer of Jesus Christ, this security in Christ is yours. Don't forget, live in the security of Jesus Christ. And more than an inheritance in this world. I hope that everyone will have, you know, that's the thing, is I'm not saying you have to have nothing in this world in order to follow Jesus. But stop hoping in the things of this world. That's not what we're living for. More than an inheritance in this world, I pray every day for the inheritance that is eternal for you. I don't care if you're a billionaire or a trillionaire. I don't care how much you give to the church. I don't care about all these other things. I care most about this salvation, this love of God, that you would know him. And then out of that, you live your life giving to him. Out of your life, you know, out of that gift, you come to church. Out of that gift that you've received, you now give to the Lord. You see, that's how it works. So receive what he has secured. Let's have security in Christ and remember it on this Easter Sunday. Let's pray together. I just want to give you a couple of minutes to pray on your own. I always like to give a little bit of time so you can think about the words that have been spoken. And I believe that God is speaking into many hearts right now. Maybe you've been living for a worldly inheritance. Say, God, I want this in my life. I want that in my life right now. This job, that guy, this girl, success, money. I want more power. I want more popularity. And so I think God wants to speak to you right now. Many of us far too happy to live for a worldly inheritance when he has a heavenly, eternal inheritance ready for you if you would just turn to him in faith and believe. And that's all you have to do, is turn to him and believe. That's it. There's no other requirement. You don't have to prove yourself to God that you are good enough to receive him. You don't have to have come to church X amount of times for you to receive him. You don't have to have logged X amount of hours in prayer to receive him. No, he has secured it for you. He died on the cross, Jesus Christ, and then he rose again. And all you have to do is turn to him right now and say, Lord, I believe that I have sinned. I believe that you're the only one who can forgive me. And I believe that because you died and you rose again. And so if you turn to him right now in prayer, if you've never known Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, but right now you turn to him with that simple prayer in your heart, you will be saved. You will have the security in Christ that he has promised you, that we've just talked about in his word. So pray. Live for the eternal things, the security that's in Christ. And I think there's also those of us here who maybe we have a lot of sadness and grief. And God sees your sadness. He sees your pain. And he doesn't say, don't you see the pain that I faced on the cross? How do you think that you can be in pain? He doesn't say that. He says, I understand your pain to the fullest. I know how much your heart is hurting. But I want you to see the love and the power of Jesus Christ in his death and resurrection. I want you to know the love that the world cannot take away from you. I want you to know the reality that this is not just a story made up, but this is within history that God, I have come to show you my love once and for all. So bring those things before Jesus. all the pain, all the heartache, all disappointment, and find the hope that is in the salvation in Christ Jesus, the inheritance that He has promised you for eternity. Can you do that? Just pray for a minute or so. Even a minute or two of genuine prayer to God can change your life forever. Father, we just thank You for the security that we have in Christ. We thank You that His blood was poured out for us, that His body was given for us upon the cross. Jesus, You willingly died so that for those who would just simply turn to You and repent in faith and believe, that by Your grace we are saved. We are given new life through the death and resurrection of Jesus. God, I pray for every heart in this room that needs Your comfort, that needs a reminder of this hope. I pray that You'd fill them with that hope, fill them with the reminder that we don't have to fear or worry because there is security in Christ Jesus. And so if we are going through difficulty, if we are going through hardship, God, would You just cover over those things? Show Your presence. Thank You, God, that we can celebrate You on this Easter Sunday. Jesus died, but He rose again. He is risen, and He is alive, and we are alive in Him. Thank You. Thank You, God. We praise You. In Jesus' name, amen.